So let's continue now. And everybody got 10? Okay, except one got 6. So the one who got 6, we will try again next time. If you do it right, then we give you 10. All right?
I have a 10 shift, yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're looking at me.
Yep, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's now continue explaining what is Iqra' wa Rabbuka al-Akram. One of the meanings, possible meanings, that, just like you said, it's like read, it's like understand that your deeds are rewarded by Al-Akram.
Rewarded, yes.
By Al-Akram. So, Al-Akram will reward you, which is multiply it, which means Al-Akram means the most generous. Al-Akram is the most generous. Yes. Which means that it will be multiplied. The most generous. The most generous. Spelled generous right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, so, what would that indicate is when your rewards are, when you were given your reward at the end, when you're given your reward in the Day of Judgment, it is going to be given by Al-Akram. So what would be your expectations of the reward when you see Allah Al-Akram? Your expectations would be what? Yes, you expect the multiplier to be big number. So, okay, because Allah is Al-Akram, we expect the best reward. Ever for our deeds. You got it? So that is the meaning. Now, what else can we get from the name of Allah Al-Akram? That we, the best reward for our deeds. Which is what? What's the best reward of our deeds? For our deeds, which is what?
Jannah.
Which is Jannah. Everlasting happy life is in Jannah. Everlasting happy life in Jannah. Okay, so your deeds are rewarded by Al-Akram, the most generous, because Allah is Al-Akram, we expect the best reward ever. So, a statement that says, if you do what I want, I give you better than what Allah You get better deal than if you do what Allah wants. What would you think about this statement? When al-akram, huh? It is false. Perfect. It's false statement. Got it?
What is false?
The statement is, if two people are arguing, and one of them is arguing that, if you do what I want, then you get better deal than if you do what Allah wants.
Oh.
It's false. Now, you might think and say, duh. Say what?
Duh.
Duh. Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know that? Any Muslim knows that when you listen to Allah, you get a better reward than the reward given by anybody else that doesn't want you to listen to Allah. Okay? But the reality is, people think that they, when they do what Allah wants, they are not getting the best deal. They are not getting the best deal. Okay? So, if you don't listen to, or if you don't listen to what others want, and listen only to what Allah wants, then listen only to what Allah wants, then if you don't listen to what others want and listen only to what Allah wants, then you get the best deal. Then you are getting the best deal ever. See how important it is to think about the names of Allah when you're going through life. When you go through your life, you think about the names of Allah, you come up with answers. And you come up with the correct answers or the wrong answers?
Correct answers.
So, if somebody tells you that Allah, that we are the ones who taught ourselves the science. We are the ones who taught ourselves science. Huh?
Didn't Allah make science?
Right. But some people will say, didn't we, the ones who taught ourselves science, or taught ourselves everything? Aren't we the ones who taught ourselves everything? The answer is
no.
Exactly. So, علم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم, which means, huh? Oh, what they didn't know. Taught humans what they didn't know. No. Taught man what he, or, you know, taught humans what they didn't know. What taught humans what they didn't know. So, then we'll have a question. Aren't we the ones who taught ourselves everything? And the answer is
no.
Based on reading this ayah, I read the ayah, and the ayah, the meaning of the ayah gives me the answer. The answer is no. We didn't teach ourselves everything. And to be very accurate, we didn't teach ourselves anything. It is all this whole thing, this whole setup of teaching and learning and etc., etc. This whole thing is set up by who?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right, now we're going to go to the second part of Surah Iqra. So, part two. In Surah Iqra. Or in Surah Al-Alaq. Part 2 in Surah Al-Alaq. What is part 2 in Surah Al-Alaq? Is the talks about the Arab Lord, talks about the Arab Lord that thinks he has everything. He needs and he has no need to Allah. So, that is the second block, or second part of the surah. Surah is divided into three blocks or three parts. Go ahead.
Does it make sense when you say, and he has no need to Allah?
Yes. Yeah. He has everything he needs, and he has no need to Allah.
He has no need to Allah.
Thumma. He has no need to Allah. I need for Allah. Yeah. That's right. MashaAllah. This is very good. So, he has no need for Allah. Basically, I have everything I want. Who wants Allah? Why should I pray for him? Pray for what? Food? I have food. Power? I have power. I am being treated like God on earth. People treat me the way Allah is to be treated. I have my own slaves. I have my own property. I have everything. I don't need Allah. I don't need Allah. That's basically what this person is saying. So this portion is from ayah from Isaiah 6, 7, and 8. So, our homework will be memorize Ayat 6, 7, and 8. Memorize Ayat 6, 7, and 8. Yes. One. With meanings. This is the homework. Number two. Write two examples. That two examples from life that show the name of Allah شديد العقاب the most severe in his punishment the most severe in his punishment You can also say his punishment is the worst. Is the worst. His punishment is the what? Is the worst. Go ahead. The most severe, yes. I'm missing what an E. No. I care about spelling. English is my second language, and I misspell words because I didn't do the spelling bee when I was your age. I did the spelling bee in Arabic, but anyway.
Sever means to cut off.
Yes, sever means to cut off. There's severance that comes out of it. So let's repeat together these three ayat, so you guys get dismissed. All right? You can also get it from the website and repeat after me. I'm going to do it one word at a time and then connect them. Kalla.
Kalla.
Inna.
Inna.
Al-insana.
Al-insana.
Layatogha.
Layatogha.
Layatogha. This is qalqala or echo. Layatogha. كلا إن الإنسان لا يطغى Can I will say it once and then you repeat after me. Okay, ready? You repeat with me. With me. One, two, three. كلا إن الإنسان لا يطغى Good. Now next. There is an رآه استغنى. Now let's read it all together. So you will notice that the an ra'ahu, the noon and the ra will blend together. So it will be ar-ra'ahu staghna.
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 Ar-ra'ahu staghna. Ar-ra'ahu staghna. Ar-ra'ahu staghna.
Ar-ra'ahu staghna.
All right. Now the last one. Inna.
Ila.
Ila.
Rabbika.
Rabbika. Ar-ruj'a.
Ar-ruj'a.
So all together. Inna ila rabbika ar-ruj'a.
Inna
ila rabbika ar-ruj'a.
Inna
ila rabbika ar-ruj'a. Inna ila rabbika ar-ruj'a. Inna ila rabbika ar-ruj'a. All right. So these are the three ayat. All right? So inshallah, you memorize them. And you just give me examples how Allah punished wrongdoers, basically. Just like story of somebody who's being punished by Allah for doing a bad deed. Got it? Like somebody, like for example, other than the shaitan, one of the humans, shaitan. So for example, you can tell,
Africa.
You tell the Pharaoh, how did Allah punish the Pharaoh? First of all, by drowning in this life, and second, by everlasting hellfire in the day of judgment. Got it? So basically, these things will show you the name of Allah, Shadeedul Iqab. All right. Inshallah, I'll see you next time. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. No.